Five Things First Thing with JR Morning's Chris Renwick, Lloyd Jackson, and Jamie Edmonds.
Tuesday morning here on JR Morning. Good to have you. Lloyd, it's nice to see you, my friend.
It's nice to be seen.
Welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Do you have a nice little vacay?
I did have a nice little vacay. Got a lot of rest. And that's the thing. You know, when you get rest and your sleep pattern changes.
Oh, yeah.
And so you go to bed a little later. You get up a little later.
Oh, yeah.
But then when it's time to go back to work, you got to get up. That alarm goes off at 4 o'clock and you're like, what's going on here? So, yeah. But I'm good, though.
Oh, good. Yeah. It's nice to see you.
Yeah. We had a good time, man. I had family from out of town. I had a cousin who lives in California who hasn't been to Detroit in 30 years.
And from Detroit?
She's from Detroit, and she lives in California. Been living in California for
She want to come forever. Back now?
I don't know.
She want to get out of California?
But
that
she,
cesspool?
She
that
likes
place
it here.
Is a mess.
She had a great time
good,
here, man.
Good
we
for
all
her.
Got together, man. We had a really great time here, man. So, and also, I mean, I went to a couple of concerts.
Huh?
Chicago was here at the Fox. Also, Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind & Fire at LCA.
Dude, you're grooving.
So, I mean, I had a
grooving
good time.
Over vacation.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Good
for you. Well, it's good to have you back. Lots to talk about. I don't – look, U.S. soccer was never going to win this World Cup, okay?
You knew that from day
yeah.
one?
Yeah. They're just not – that's not who we are.
Uh-huh.
If you want to line up and play football, we'll beat the brakes off anybody in the world.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean
– oh, gas. No,
thank you. Sweet. I was waiting for it.
Yeah.
Jason's asleep at the wheel this morning. But we're just not – that's not who we are. We're not a soccer powerhouse. But it does hurt. It does stink when you lose.
Yeah.
Especially when you get pummeled.
Yeah, it was like 4-1. Yeah.
And, you know, Malik Tillman had just a marvelous free kick goal that tied it up at 1. Belgium scored very early in that game.
Okay.
To take a 1-0 lead, then we tied it up, and then it was after that. It was, I mean, a minute and a half later, Belgium scored again to take the lead, and the United States just looked lethargic. They looked uncertain. They didn't look authoritative like they have throughout much of the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the netminder Fries had an absolute horrific blunder. He came way out to play a ball, foot got caught, ball got deflected. And, you know, essentially Belgium had a wide open net. They put
yes,
it in.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they scored late in extra time. And 4-1 was the final. So now this is the last co-host city to be host country, rather,
mm-hmm.
to be exited as from this tournament. Canada
so
and Mexico were previously eliminated.
Who's gonna come out at the top when this is all said and done, in your mind?
Well, I mean, I think Argentina is still the team to beat.
Okay.
Spain looked good beating Portugal.
Okay.
You know, Norway has looked really good. France has looked really good. This is the thing, is once you get to this point in the tournament, it's all of these teams are really good.
Yeah, of course.
Like, you don't just fall into one.
Yeah.
Right? You have to play, you know, 100 minutes of really good soccer.
Yeah.
And yesterday they played, you know, 20 minutes of really good soccer. It was rough to watch. But early exit. So now we get to just sit back, kick our feet up, and enjoy, well, I don't know.
Well, okay.
Okay. Right. Like, well, you do that.
My 5 minutes on Saturday that I usually watch.
We get to sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of this tournament. But, yeah, it was a tough ending for the U.S.
Frustration growing among DTE Energy customers after severe storms knocked out power for thousands across Metro Detroit over the holiday weekend. Some customers say they lost groceries they had purchased for the holiday and question whether DTE's $42 outage credit is enough to cover their losses. DTE officials say they understand the frustration, but argue that the credit is among the largest offered by utilities nationwide. The company says estimated restoration times are based on damage assessments from crews and engineers, not guesses. Repairs are prioritized by safety concerns, critical facilities like hospitals, and then the largest outages first. DTE says power is expected to be restored to all customers by the end of today. Smith's Power, the customers, a lot of their power came back on Sunday. I know my daughter, my stepdaughter, was with us over the holiday weekend because she lives in Detroit on the west side, and she lost power. Tree fell down in her backyard and fell on some lines, and so she lost power. So her and her kids, my grandkids, came and stayed with us until Sunday, and their power was back Sunday morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's still 30,000 people, just under 30,000 people without power right now, and this is drawing reactions from lawmakers as well. We'll talk to Albus Farhat, the state representative out of Dearborn, coming up at 6:19. He wants hearings on DTE Energy and some of the restoration efforts, and certainly some of the issues that's being brought up by folks. Also, six people are dead in Michigan following these storms that knocked out power to almost 500,000 people. Three of the deaths of the storm in all children came in two different Wayne County incidents involving power generators running after the storm. Three others died in a car crash on 94 in Dearborn. Police say that a vehicle was stopped there due to flooding on the roadway and they got hit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
One of them was a teen whose parents were overseas and he had a generator in the basement.
Yeah.
You know, those are the things that you have to keep outside, obviously.
You have to keep them outside. And you should have a working carbon monoxide detector in the home as well.
Yeah, but you're a teen. You know, family's gone. You're not thinking like that.
Absolutely not.
So some pretty sad stories there, too.
The U.S. Department of Justice says it plans to send election monitors to three Michigan cities during the August 4th primary election. And letters from the DOJ's voting section indicate monitors will be present here in Detroit, also in Lansing and in East Lansing, to observe election administration. The move comes as the Trump administration increases scrutiny of Michigan's voting systems, including previous requests for voter registration records from Wayne County. Justice Department officials say the three cities have had federal election monitors in the past, but some local officials are pushing back, disputing DOJ claims about voting issues in Lansing and calling the monitoring unnecessary. Michigan officials have previously found no evidence of any widespread fraud in the 2020 election, despite repeated claims by the president and his supporters. The DOJ says it will work with local clerks ahead of the primary to coordinate the monitoring effort.
Meanwhile, the Michigan State University gets a big boost. Kevin Guskowitz is staying at MSU.
I saw that.
He had accepted a job basically at Clemson University.
Mm-hmm.
That triggered Jay Batt's buyout going lower and he leaving for Kentucky. But Kevin Guskowitz is staying at MSU despite this flirtation with Clemson. University officials announced that Guskowitz, who had been considering this, has decided to stay in East Lansing. It provides stability, certainly for MSU leadership.
Absolutely.
At a time when they needed desperately. And I think Kevin Guskowitz is a wonderful president.
I agree, 100%.
Although the president at Kentucky tweeted out yesterday,
Jay Batt's is staying,
that
right?
Jay Batt is still going to Kentucky.
Okay.
But because Guskowitz is staying at MSU, this is how all the contract legalese, all this stuff works
okay.
out.
Okay.
Kevin Guskowitz leaves. Well, that triggers a half, basically the 50% less buyout for Jay Batt.
Sure.
You tie these guys together at these positions.
Uh-huh. Tie bar.
Well, now that Guskowitz is staying, that 50% discount goes bye-bye. And now you're back at full price.
Oh.
So now the buyout for Jay Batt is $5 million. So Michigan State University will get a couple extra million bucks in the buyout if, in fact, Jay Batt does leave for Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the president of Kentucky, that is still the case. Jay Batt is leaving.
Okay.
So just something to be mindful of. Also, DOGE has officially closed the doors. The Department of Government Efficiency, the Trump administration member, had launched this initiative with Elon Musk. They had aimed to save $2 trillion. Remember that?
Yeah.
I loved this idea, by the way. Absolutely loved it. I do believe we have so much waste in our federal government. They don't know how to spend money. Do you know how much money that they claim to have saved?
How much is that?
$215 billion. That's how much DOGE claims to have saved the U.S. government.
Okay.
$215 billion, which is far from $2 trillion.
Sure.
Dollars. Although you have these independent estimates that are saying that it could be as high as $85 billion. Could be as low as a billion, but could be as high as 85. So they woefully under. It just didn't work.
Do we know exactly how many? I mean, do we really know?
We don't. I mean, maybe they saved a little bit of money.
Wasn't it a dashboard that was supposed to be put up and we were supposed to be able to see how much they were saving?
Well, again, DOGE claims $215 billion in savings.
Okay.
Which is not the mark of $2 trillion.
That's kind of
again, the math thing is tough.
Oh, yeah.
Five things, first thing, with JR Morning. on 760 WJR.